This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. It's Thursday morning, and Artscape producer James Baumgartner is in the studio with me.
Good morning, Chuck. We recently talked with Eric Bilodeau about the Providence Children's Film Festival.
Eric Bilodeau, artistic director of the Providence Children's Film Festival, welcome to the Publix Radio. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What would you say is the difference between a film festival and a children's film festival?
Often film festivals will focus on filmmakers. And sure enough, they should be honored and they should be, highlighted at a film festival because it's their craft and it's their work that they are presenting in the festival. And I can completely, and adults get into that way more than children do. Sometimes, more often than not, a child sees a filmmaker and doesn't have one question at all because they're just not, it was a nice film. They're still thinking about the film. So what we do instead of emphasize filmmakers is that we do what we call real connections. And a real connection, spelled R-E-E-L, is basically one that we try to connect our community to the theme of the film or to some element of the film that makes it relevant to our own community and ties us together so what you just watched can be understood in a more local way, in a way that you can really maybe, relate to.
Can you give us an example of a specific film that you're doing that with time?
We have a film that's called Mr. Toilet, the World's Number Two Man. And that's, it sounds a little crass, but it's actually not. It's a great documentary. The man in the film can at times be a little crass, but he is a man that takes on basically a huge problem affecting over 2 billion people in the world, which is just proper sanitation and trying to provide a proper place to use the bathroom. And especially with India that really has a problem with it. He takes on this whole role of trying to provide toilets to, I think it's over 2 million people or something. It's an amazing number. And the story follows him and about how he's trying to solve this problem and all the barriers that affect his success or not. So we're trying to tie that to our own community and we're talking to some people about basically, I'd love to have somebody understand the tunnel that's underneath our city that's, for the combined sewer overflow. I'd love to illuminate what we do in our own community when it comes to our own sanitation so we can understand that it isn't just the flush of the toilet and it goes bye-bye, but it goes places and it does things. And so you got to be careful. Something like that, we try to connect it to our own community and therefore, resonate with our audiences more than just having watched a film and be entertained, so to say.
How many films do you plan to show for this festival?
This year, it just turns out that we have a round number. We have 12 feature-length films. And we have 12 short reels programs. The feature-length films are some documentaries. We also, every year, we try to include a classic film. This year, we couldn't help ourselves but include two classic films. It's the 85th anniversary of A Night at the Opera with the Marx Brothers. So we're going to be showing A Night at the Opera. And then we're also showing the Australian film Babe, which turns 25. And that is really a great film to challenge a child to think a little bit more uncomfortably about even though it involves a talking pig and talking dogs and sheep, it's actually a really good story and a lot of people haven't seen it. So those are our two classics that we're bringing back this year. And in our shorts programs, we try to thematically bind them together. This year, we got a lot of films that came in about refugee families dealing with their situations of fleeing or resettling or just trying to live, just trying to get through the day. So we put together a reel called Families in Flight. And so that's a reel of, different stories from different, some are Syrian and some are Mexican and some, so you get all these different stories, but they share one common theme is that people are being forced from their homes for political or war or financial reasons and, are being unsettled and forced to resettle.
A film about refugees sounds like kind of a heavy topic for a children's film. Do you have a certain age recommendation for that, or how do you keep it from being too much for children?
We always fall back on one thing. The parents know their children better than we do, so exercise your own judgment on this, and we certainly provide caveats to the programs that we are showing. We give a suggested age range, but we also put in particular caveats about what you might see in the film. Is there a perilous situation presented? Is there cussing? Is there violent, very violent situation expressed? And so then you can make the call on that. But when it comes to talking about serious situation in children, this is the one thing I can't stress enough, is that children need to be challenged. They want to be challenged. They don't want to be spoon-fed a narrative that just gets them afterwards to go buy a plush toy or get that, you know, that download for the music. That's great. But if they're talking about the movie the next morning, and if they're talking about it at the dinner table the next night, then you know you've got a film that really stayed with them. And I've had so many parents contact me and say, I can't believe that film really, really stayed with my kid. You know, fill in whatever it was about. But it was really, that's what really matters to us. I get filmmakers sometimes that we invite them to the film festival, and they said, I'm sorry, a children's film festival? You want this in a children's film festival? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. There's just so much wisdom here. Your passion for what you do and then how you get there is so inspiring. And you know, regardless of the topic, what it is, they're like, they're happy to do it. But even a lot of filmmakers get surprised that we invite them. Yes, it's a great thing to try to branch out the programming and not think of it as films made for children, but films that we think, and children are also watching these films and deciding on it to invite to the film festival, and it makes for a complimentary match.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
There are many screenings over the next 10 days or so. You can see the full schedule at providencechildrensfilmfestival.org. So what else is going on this weekend, James?
Spoken Story Saturdays is at the Parlor Pub on North Main in Providence, featuring storytelling from Mark Binder, Raffini, and Marlon Carey. There's a family-friendly performance at 2 p.m., and the 14 and Up show starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And Chuck, I understand you've seen the Trinity Rep production of Radio Golf by playwright August Wilson.
I have, and I enthusiastically recommend it to anyone who wants to be entertained but also have a real intellectual and emotional experience at the theater.
I'm not familiar with the play. Is it about golf or radio?
Actually, there is a show, Radio Golf, that does figure in the story, but the play is the final installment of August Wilson's 10-play cycle about African-American life, all but one of these plays set in a Pittsburgh neighborhood. Wilson wrote a play for each decade of the 20th century, and this one is the last. It takes place in the 90s, but it has real resonance for all of us now in 2020. And the actors are just uniformly great. If I could, I'll mention especially Ricardo Pitts Wiley back on the Trinity stage where he started his career 46 years ago. A tremendous performance. Radio Golf is now playing through March 1st at Trinity Rep in Providence.
There are a couple of Valentine's Day-themed concerts from the Rhode Island Philharmonic Friday and Saturday at the Vets. They'll feature Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, and the very romantic Saint-Saëns First Cello Concerto.
You can find links to all of these events at thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And let us know about your event at that same address, thepublicsradio.org/ARTS.
Thank you.